This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now from BaltimoreSports.com, our friend Todd Cobb. What's going on, Todd?
How's it going, guys?
Doing well. All the talk today, Ravens active in the trade market. They acquired Panthers wide receiver Deontay Johnson. What does this do to this Ravens offense that's already potent?
Yeah, I think, he had some separation. They got a pretty good deal with him, so they didn't give up much, and they're not paying much for him. I think it's another guy who can, stretch the defense. I don't think Lamar Jackson was very happy with those drops on Sunday. There were a couple game-changing drops by the wide receivers. So I think, there might have been a conversation with him and Eric DaCosta about getting another pair of hands in there. But I think it adds depth to a wide receiver room. I think if this guy goes in the game and makes plays, he's going to get targets. So, yeah, but I don't think Eric DaCosta is done. I think there will be more moves to come.
No, definitely not. What about the fact, our kick return has been hurt now? He's actually really adept at punt returns, which is something I think our special teams has not been great this year, surprisingly.
Yeah, and they're making mental mistakes. Letting balls bounce behind them. They're taking Harbaugh said on Monday, he doesn't want guys taking the ball out of the end zone on kickoffs because you get the ball to 30 anyway, and it's too difficult to get back to that. And they did it twice. He's a guy who's sort of, I think he's a smart player, he's an experienced player. He's not going to make those same mistakes, some of the rookies are making back there. And yeah, Ravens special teams have really struggled this year, which is, surprising the way Harbaugh emphasizes, that unit.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I know a lot of fans are kind of upset that they haven't made a move for a defensive player. They still have till Tuesday. Do you think we're going to see a few more moves or maybe one?
I think we're going to see a pass rusher. I still think they got their time to see a Clowney. The thing is, teams know the Ravens need somebody, so they're going to ask a lot. It's a seller's market as far as that goes. So I do think they're going to pull a trigger on a move. It depends on how big it is. Gary DaCosta doesn't like giving up draft picks, but they have a pretty good stock of draft picks available. So I don't think they'll give up a one or two, or maybe even a three, but I think, he'll have to spend some capital there to pick up a decent player. And I do think they're going to add some more.
Todd Coppovich joins us from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, you said Lamar Jackson wasn't happy with the drops on Sunday, and I was about to ask, well, what drops? The receivers or the DBs? What are they going to do about the DBs?
Well, I think he was only worried about receivers. I think on the sideline, you saw him say a Bateman, you got to catch that ball. And the DBs, look, if Cal Hamilton catches the interception, they win the game. So that's been another issue. Now, I asked Harbaugh about that Monday because they spend 20 minutes every practice with the DBs catching balls, floating backwards into the secondary. So it's not like they're not working on it. It's just maybe the ball's coming down too fast. Eddie Jackson dropped two. So that was really the story of the game, more so than the wide receivers dropping balls.
Todd, do you think there's something else going on in the defense? From my observations, I just feel like I've seen them do things this year they haven't been doing in a while. They look confused. They look like the coverages are blown. They kind of when the safeties start looking at the cornerbacks, you know, like, what are you doing? To me, it's a sign that they're not in the right position. It's a scheme thing. Do you think there'd be any changes as far as coaching?
That's exactly right. The scheme change. You know, maybe I think, you know, it was mentioned, you know, the other day, maybe Zach Ord goes up into the booth and connects P's and gets more of a bird's eye view of what's happening on the field because he's down the sideline now. I don't think, you know, I think Zach Ord, they're not gonna fire him. They'll give him another chance next year. Sort of, because, you know, he's a young guy still. And they knew there was going to be hiccups with Zach Gore, you know. And the front of the defense is playing great. I mean, they're still the number one rush defense. And the problem is that pass defense, they're ranked last, which is their 25th overall. You know, and it's week nine. Look, it's week nine. They're not going to see dramatic changes here, dramatic improvements. You know, the bottom line is the way the Ravens have to finish out this season is the offense is going to have to score 30, 35 points to win games. That's the way it's going to have to be.
Hey, Todd, let's talk about this game coming up Sunday. What, if anything, scares you about this Broncos team? It seems like their defense has been pretty good, but maybe you're more worried about what the Ravens have been doing on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, the Ravens, they consistently beat themselves. But this Broncos team, you know, they're 5-3 now, and they went too straight. Bo Nix is a pretty, you know, he's throwing the ball pretty well. He's a mobile quarterback, which gives the Ravens fits. You know, they have the, you know, they're the 25th ranked total offense. They're not going to scare the Ravens. I don't think they're going to score a lot of points, but the Ravens just can't make mistakes. You know, this is definitely a winnable game. You know, Ravens avoid turnovers, and you know, I don't think the Broncos are going to scare them with their rush offense. You know, they're averaging 121.4 points per game. But again, the Ravens' defensive line's banged up. So the Broncos are sort of going to push that envelope. So they'll just see a balanced offense because the Ravens struggle in secondary and deplete defensive line. But I think, you know, this is the game the Ravens need to win, bottom line.
Todd Coppovich from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, tell folks in Baltimore about the website.
You can find me at Todd Coppovich on Twitter and at BaltimoreSports.com on the web. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.